Herman Cain tests positive for coronavirus. By Kyle Morris on July 2, 2020. The staff for radio personality and 2012 Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain announced Tuesday that he is in the hospital, having tested positive for the deadly coronavirus that has plagued the world. The announcement was made from Cain's Twitter account, saying the 74-year-old businessman was informed of the news last night and admitted to an Atlanta hospital on Wednesday. According to Cain's staff, they are unsure of how he contracted the virus, but he is resting comfortably in the hospital and is awake and alert. There is no way of knowing for sure how or where Mr. Cain contracted the coronavirus, but we do know he is a fighter who has beaten stage 4 cancer, Cain's staff wrote in a message, which was shared on Twitter. With God's help, we are confident he will make a quick and complete recovery, and will soon resume hosting the Herman Cain Show at HermanCain.com, and Herman Cain's America on Newsmax TV, the staff added. Please join with us in praying for Mr. Cain, and for everyone who has contracted the coronavirus, as well as their families. In 2006, Cain was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, which later spread to his liver. He was only given a 30% chance of survival. Yet with assistance from chemotherapy, he overcame the disease and has been in remission since. Last month, on June 20, Cain attended President Donald Trump's rally as a surrogate in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he sat with other supporters. Here's just a few of the hashtag Black Voices for Trump at tonight's rally, Cain wrote at the time. Having a fantastic time. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.